It's the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Joining us now is our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater. Follow him on Twitter at adater and at coloradohockeynow.com. AD, for tomorrow's big national showdown on the outdoor ice, good news for the Avalanche on the injury front.
Yeah, Sean, good news. Matt Calvert looks like he's going to come back tomorrow, sort of quicker than anybody made a thought just not too long ago. He's practicing and cleared to play. So Matt Calvert, the guy who, you know, is so important to their depth, but just hasn't been able to overcome those concussion problems so much. But he's cleared now. Let's hope for a clean slate and all is well. Kale McCarr, coach says he's going to be a game time decision still. I don't understand why he's so tentative and tenuous situation when he's been practicing the last full days in full pads, but that's what he said. I feel like he'll play. Sam Girard also may return tomorrow, along with Gabe Landeskog and Tyson Jost. So really, if they play the game tomorrow with the roster they have, really they'd only be missing one guy off their preseason roster, starting lineup, that is, Eric Johnson. The other guy who would be hurt is Pavel Francouz, who, unfortunately, both those guys are still a little ways off, it looks like. But actually, this could be almost as healthy as you have been all year entering tomorrow.
Yeah, McCarr was skating in the pregame warm-ups even recently, and then they just tabled him last second, right?
Yeah. He's, you know, I think he's got, you know, like, you know, bruised rib or something. And, you know, he's able to do all that stuff in practice, but they're still holding him out last couple nights for you know, not to take too many chances. So he was out there today, though. I don't know. I just get the spidey senses that he will play tomorrow. But that is the situation, though. Bednar said he's going to be a game-time decision.
You get this game out in Lake Tahoe. Obviously, it's a big visual for the league. How exciting is it for the players, really?
I think they love it. Especially in these times, you know, I mean, it's a new place to hang out, right? They've only had about three or four places they can really hang out the last 12 months, the home, Edmonton, a couple other visiting hotels, and now this. Yeah, I think it's great. They love it. Looks beautiful. I'm going to have a correspondent from Colorado Hockey Now cover it tomorrow. I won't be there, but I will be there in spirit. And I will also be on San Jose, in San Jose the week after next. So it's going to be a fun game. I think, you know, I think the Avs like this, though. They've had a lot of fun, it looks like, today on their faces. And why not? It looks like a picturesque setting.
They have split the first two games of this four-game series, and it really is an important one. I mean, when you're talking about the shorter season, and I know that the Avs are only 13 games in, but they are in a chase with the Blues, with Vegas. This is a team that they want to get as many points as they can because eventually they need to climb over them.
That's right. And, you know, Arizona Coyotes have as many points as the Avs right now, tied for fourth, except, you know, yeah, the Avs have like three games in hand, though, which is a big deal. So, but yeah, no, they have to keep winning, man. All these games are big. 56 games. Every game is magnified by either a third, probably win or lose, based on a normal season. So it's very important. I mean, that win was huge the other night, I thought. Getting that split so far in the series, you know, if you lose the first two and then you're sort of on the heels a little bit, maybe you start panicking a little bit and keep losing. I think the Avs got a great character win the other night. Now they go into this game three, you know, healthier than they've been before. And, you know, I don't have any real feeling for the game tomorrow because it's so, I think the neutral site just makes everything so different for all both teams. But, you know, I think the Avs are going into the situation in pretty good shape. And, like we said, you know, recently it seemed pretty dire around here as far as health goes. Knock on wood, you know, tomorrow's the start of a more sustained health period for this team, and maybe they can make hay of it in the standings.
We're talking with our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater, A. Dater on Twitter. And if we're having as many people come back, I mean, we're talking about potentially Calvert, McCarr, Girard, Jost, and Landeskog. I mean, that's five guys. How much of a concern is it that there will be some rust and some issues with basically these lines that they haven't been able to assemble in a while?
I don't think it'll be too bad because each guy will be able to sort of play with a different line. It's already been going pretty steadily lately. And, you know, if McCarr and Girard do come back, I don't think they'll lose too much. Girard, missed 10 days or so right now. I mean, it's been a long layoff for some of these guys. But, you know, I think as long as Bednar is pretty smart about the minutes, don't overplay these guys too much. But if you get a Girard and McCarr, you don't have to overplay them because now you've got the other four guys, you know, healthy. And, the only guy who really is missing out of that top six out of the start of the year is Eric Johnson, of course. But, otherwise it's still a nice top six. So, I will be interested to see that lineup sheet tomorrow because I do think, you know, McCarr's presence in the game could, you know, really matter in a day where I bet there's going to be pretty low scoring game, probably come down to a power play here and there. And that's where you want Cale McCarr out there is on that power play.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point because these have been close games. The first two games have just been one-goal games. Obviously, you're looking at Philip Grubauer. He's the guy that they've been riding the whole time. He's going to get this game. On a bright side, for Grubauer, this seems like it's been a pretty good rest for all the rest of the season with the exception of the layoff, right?
Yeah, this is probably their most time off they're going to have during the season from here on out. They've had a few days here, so they needed it, but, they will be on a pretty much every other day schedule after this. So, they're going to have to get used to playing a lot of hockey here. Enjoy that night in Tahoe, last couple nights, but get ready to play tomorrow and get your rest after that because you're going to need it. There's a lot of hockey in this short, compressed part of space of time coming up here for the Colorado Avalanche.
Does it end up being more fun for the guys? And I know what you were saying, that right now things have been so wacky that you'll sort of take whatever you can get. But you go to Vegas, you then go to you go home, you go to Tahoe, you end up going back home again Monday. This kind of travel schedule is a little bit strange. Is it really draining on the guys, or does this outdoor game sort of the adrenaline overcome it?
No, I don't think they're too drained right now. In fact, if anything, they're been chomping at the bit to play. I mean, don't forget they had postponed games. Now they get, another sort of good space off between games and for this outdoor game. You know, they've had a lot of rest. They shouldn't have any problems with playing every other day for 2 months. I wouldn't think. I mean, these guys are highly trained athletes. They can handle playing every other day. And if they can't, then, you know, then time to look in the mirror and do something different because, these guys are well conditioned to be able to do this. Some guys will get nights off probably more than others, but listen, they've had a lot of time to rest and recuperate the last 12 months. I know they want to just get out there and play hockey and be paid to play hockey.
He is Adrian Dater. Follow him on Twitter at @adater and, of course, everything at ColoradoHockeyNow.com. The preview of the Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights out in Tahoe tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. National NBC broadcast. It's going to be exciting, especially if they get all those guys back. Thanks for the intel, AD. Appreciate it.
Okay, Sean. Talk to you soon.
Everybody gets to see it. It's on NBC. You don't have to have anything. You just have to have the old rabbit ears. You can see this game. The fun thing about a week ago with this Lake Tahoe setting, and if you haven't seen the pictures, it's beautiful. It's going to be very different than we see in stadiums. There's a couple of trees right outside, right there, and they're on the edge of the lake. It's going to look amazing. But a week ago, Pierre-Édouard Bellemare thought they were going to be playing on Lake Tahoe itself. Of course, Lake Tahoe is very, very deep and it does really not freeze over entirely in the spot where you could do that. But he thought they were going to play on the lake. So I want to play this very funny moment where his teammate Andrei Burakovsky basically just crushes his dreams when he explains that he's not going to get to play on the lake.
I'm excited about it. Yeah. Actually, like, I have never skated on a lake my entire life.
We're not skating on a lake, though.
Huh?
It's not on the lake.
It's not on the lake?
No, it's beside lake.
No!
Yeah.
I thought it was on Lake Tahoe.
We're playing on 18th fairway, bro.
No. I didn't even know.
You take it.
For real? Oh, you just crushed my dreams.
That's so great. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Yes, they are playing in a very picturesque spot right next to it. It'll be fun to watch. I'm really looking forward to this one. It's a weird situation, though, for the NHL because no fans means you can do this. And if it really goes well, you could put it in all sorts of interesting places that would be very interesting to watch. But does the television revenue enough make it worth it? Because you wouldn't be able to, even when fans can come back, if you're going out to Lake Tahoe, like Berkowski pointed out, they set one up on the 18th fairway, you're not going to have 20,000 people there. So it'll be interesting to see how well it works. If it ends up being such an interesting thing to watch that it ends up making that money back, because I hope it does, because I think it's an interesting thing to see. Obviously, I'm looking forward to that one. We'll definitely pay attention to that, but there are more than a few other things in a good sports weekend that Dylan Condon and I will be paying attention to. We'll let you in on a little secret. We call it our weekend watch list. It's next.